The Mechaber continues discussing with the laws of Kriyas HaTorah how many psukim are needed to be read at the very minimum. So the name of the siman, Kama Psukim Srichim Likra Olachol Echad. So the Mechaber begins, B'yom Shikorin Shlosha, in a day in which three aliyos and not more are given, the bare minimum, in Korin Pachos Miasor Psukim. We do not have less than 10 psukim read at that time. V'yadaber, the pasuk, V'yadaber, Shem Moshe Leimor, Ole Min Haminyan. This also is counted. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though Apol Pi She'ein Meidin Mimenu Shum Chidush, it's not a whole lot you can learn out from that, nonetheless that's still considered to be Torah, and therefore that would count as the 10. So what's the significance of this 10? So the Mishnah Berurah gives us two reasons. Based on the words of the Gemara, he says, Shiniskan Keneged Aseres Dibros, probably the most obvious one. And then he gives another explanation. What's the significance of 10? Keneged Asar Mamoros Shibahen Nivra Ha'olam. We know that Hashem created the world with 10 utterances, and therefore, so too we read 10 psukim. So what does one have to do with the other? So probably the famous Rashi, based on the words Yom HaShishi, the extra hey in the word Shishi, six, corresponding to the sixth day of creation. So on this, Rashi pointed out the significance of why there's that extra, that prefix hey. And Rashi over there in Parshas Bereishis says that Hosev hey b'Shishi, b'Gemar Masa Bereishis, Lomer Shehisni Mehem Al Manas Shekabalehem Yisrael Chamish Shalchum SheTorah. One of the reasons why is because the significance of that hey corresponds to something else, which is hey five, namely the Chumash, which has in it five books. And therefore, the creation is totally is dependent on the acceptance of the Torah. Also, Rashi there says, another explanation, of Yom HaShishi, the sixth day, corresponds to another sixth day, namely the sixth day of the month of Sivan, in which the Bnei Yisrael will accept the Torah. So we see clearly in this Rashi the direct connection, creation, to Lima Torah and to Kabbalah HaTorah. And therefore, appropriately, one of the reasons why we read at least 10 psukim is to remind ourselves that Torah is a necessity for us to be able to continue the creation and the ongoing, the continuity of the world. Now, the Mechaber then continues and says that even though 10 is the minimum, there is an exception to this. A very interesting exception. He says, if you come across less than 10 psukim, for example, only 9, but once you finish pasuk number 9, you finish a paragraph, and going on to the next idea is completely separate, then you're allowed to read even less than the 10, namely 9. So where do we ever read 9 psukim? Only in one place. On Purim, kigon parshas Amalek she'ein ba ela tisha psukim shapradami. When it comes to the reading about Amalek on Purim day, which people don't really focus so much because you're thinking about Megillas Esther a few moments afterwards, but nonetheless there is a laning. It's only 9 psukim because of this idea of hesek inyan. So there's no coincidence. The Mishnah Berurah points out, as well as Rashi and Bshalach, why the least amount of psukim or the least amount of Torah is learned in public connected to the nation of Amalek. The Mishnah Berurah here tells us Shikorin Bepurim Lo Rotza Chazal Lohosif Aleihem Ezeb Psukim Lomato Milmal. They could have easily just done a paragraph before. They could have continued with something there afterwards, but Chazal did not want to do this. Why not? Says the Mishnah Rameis, it's to hint and to signify Mipnesha Molek Garm Lios Hashem Vakise Chaser. They caused, through their mere presence, that Hashem's dominion in this world and His presence in this world becomes minimized, as well as His Kise, Hashem's throne. Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kiyad Al Kes Ka. Which is interesting that even the words, five words in a row, very rare will you see this, are only two letters. very short sentences, as though we don't even want to say a whole lot in the presence or speaking about a Malik. Kachiu parshios al chaserim. Therefore, explains Mishnah Berurah, their parsha is diminished less than the 10 psukim to 9. And this is actually what Rashi says in Chumash toward the end of Parshas B'Shalach on these words, Kiyad al Kiska, that Moshe said, quote, for the hand is on the throne of God. And Rashi says over there that it's written specifically missing letters. Instead of Kisei, the Pasuk says Kase. Instead of Hashem's full four-letter name, it says Ka, Yud, and a He. And Rashi says that's to signify that Nishma Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem swears in Shemo Shalem, Ven Kiso Shalem, Ad Sheimcha Shemo Shel Malek, that Hashem's throne and His name are not complete, and they are really missing as long as a Malek is continuing to live in this world. And therefore, this is the significance why generally we should be reading 10 psukim, which is the minimum, again, connected to Torah, Aseret HaDibrot, or the 10 utterances. But because we're talking about a Malek, in which their whole purpose was to minimize Hashem's presence and minimize Torah, therefore, because of this, to signify that they were trying to accomplish this, we do not read 10 psukim, but rather less, 9.